This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump, eager to get back on the campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection, will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event on Saturday. A White House official said Trump will address the crowd from a balcony on a law and order theme. A source familiar with the situation said the crowd would be in the hundreds and all were expected to wear masks. Questions remain about whether the president, who acknowledged on October 2nd that he had the virus and spent 3 nights in a military hospital, is still contagious. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign said Friday he will also deliver remarks at an event in Florida on Monday, his first campaign foray outside Washington since his diagnosis. The campaign said Trump will speak at the event at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. Residents in South Louisiana braced to relive a nightmare Friday as bands of rain from approaching Hurricane Delta began soaking the same area of the state that was badly battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. The streets were largely vacant in the city of Lake Charles, where Laura destroyed buildings. Blue-tarped roofs stretched as far as the eye could see, and rain pulled around piles of moldy mattresses, sawed-up trees, and other debris that officials worried could cause more damage or deaths when Delta hits. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center.
Holly Pete's over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot. 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, dangerous. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's dangerous.
Delta is expected to make landfall within the next few hours and then quickly drop to a tropical depression as it moves northeast through the United States. This is